want to talk a little bit more about clinical management, and particularly one of the things I think is interesting is this issue of the long-term history of breast cancer, particularly in the ER-positive tumors, because to me, that has totally changed in how we view that just in the last like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things I find surprising in Europe and in the US is the patterns of follow-up. If you look at what people do, they do what they've always done, which is concentrate follow-up in the first few years. That's rubbish. There is a very small peak of metastatic recurrences 2 to 3 years after. But actually in the ER-positive group, we find that when you get out at 10 to 12 years, you have the same rates of local recurrence as you had in the first 1 or 2 years.
And same with metastatic disease?
A little bit less with metastatic disease, but still a significant rate of events over a prolonged period of time.
The rule of thumb we've been hearing now for a couple of years is maybe 2% a year for node negative, 4% a year node positive in the 5 to 10 year range. I mean, that's a lot of recurrences.
It is a lot of recurrences. And what's for sure is you get more recurrences beyond 5 years than you do in the first 5 years.
And so again, we're talking about ER positive.
Yeah. Certainly 5 to 15 years, there are many more recurrences than 0 to 5 years. And so we've got to start thinking differently, I think, on two fronts. First of all is, how are we going to follow our patients up? Because this idea of concentrating follow-up in the first 5 years is crazy. And one of the things that we did find in our studies of follow-up is that the patients who had a local recurrence detected mammographically, their survival was much better than those who had a clinically detected recurrence. So the aim should be is that the focus for long-term follow-up with these women is you've got to do mammographic follow-up every year, probably for life. That's the first thing. And the second thing is clinical follow-up doesn't actually add that much. The number of cancers you detect clinically is really quite small.